The thing that I want you to know is that we all have thousands of lives. Our soul travels many journeys, many lifetimes, and it wants to experience many lessons. And be sure, if you don't get it in this lifetime, you will come back and you get to learn it again. At least you get to experience it again in order for you to achieve what your soul is trying to achieve. And life here on Earth is not easy. It's not easy. You don't just get to come here. You have to qualify to come here. So if you're here and you're living out this life and you're watching this video, you're here to accomplish something. You're here to do something. Every single one of us is here for the lessons and the experience. And life can be painful and life can be wonderful. But what I want you to know is that even though your soul always stays the same, your soul essence is your soul essence, but each lifetime you will experience, you're going to experience different personalities. In some lifetimes you're going to be male, in some lifetimes you're going to be female. In some lifetimes you're going to be the abuser, and in other times you're going to be the victim. The soul wants to experience all of it. So before you reincarnate into each lifetime, you get to choose, your soul gets to choose which karma it wants to experience and live through and fix the right. But it's not so much of a fix, it's more of a lesson to experience, a hard lesson, and then to turn that into a beautiful gift. Many of us come in with pretty harsh karmas. Others of us come in with just tough life lessons to learn. But all of us have a karmic lesson that we have come in here with. And all of us have the ability to transmute that lesson into a gift. Is it easier for some than others? Yes, it is. Absolutely. I don't know why. Some people just create a much easier life path for themselves. Other people take the tough road. You know, it's just how it is. So the thing I want you to know, and the thing that I want you to take away from this, is that you are here right now living out this life. I want you to take a deep, hard look at yourself. Introspect. I want you to take a scan of what's broken inside of you. Where are your heartaches? What childhood trauma are you dealing with? Who's disempowered you and maybe still is disempowering you to this day? I want you to take a cold, hard look at your life, and I want you to take inventory. That's a lot of your karma that you need to work through. The places where it hurts, that's where your energy is leaking emotionally. The places where it physically hurts, that's because it's your emotional trauma causing physical pain. Maybe you've heard this before and maybe you haven't. Maybe you think this sounds woo-woo. Maybe it's not so woo-woo. But it's true. And if you're tired of dealing with all the crap, if you're just tired of it and you want to move on, you are ready to move on, I'm here to tell you, you can do it. You're built to do it. You're meant to do it. I'm not the first person telling you and cheering you on, but I'm here to tell you that it's possible I've done it. I've lived it. I've experienced it. I help people with this on a daily. You're not a slave to your karma. No. And you came here to feel it. You came here to be hurt. You came here to be disempowered. You came here to deal with all the crap that life has given you. So don't give up. And don't ever, ever, ever fall into the victim role. You're not a victim. You chose this path. Honor your soul's choice. Honor it. You may not like it because it's painful, but you can honor it and you can own it and you can create something beautiful out of it. And that's what I'm going to leave you with. Until next time, and maybe some more soul conversations.